This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. 175 candidates withdraw from proportional representation closed list for March 5 House of Representatives elections. Government issues travel advisory for Nepalese in Iran, urging caution and travel avoidance amid security concerns. Cabinet approves formulation of bill on rights and development of Dalits. And more than 2,000 people reported killed at Iran protest. Now the news in detail. A total of 175 candidates have withdrawn their names from the closed list under the proportional representation PR system for the House of Representatives elections scheduled for March 5. According to the Election Commission, candidates from 17 election symbols withdrew their candidacies within the deadline that ended on January 12. Assistant spokesperson of the Commission, Kul Bahadur GC, confirmed that the withdrawals also include candidates from parties contesting under a single election symbol. Political parties had submitted their proportional representation candidate list on December 28 and 29. The Government of Nepal has issued travel advisory to all Nepali citizens currently living and working in Iran to follow the security advisory of the authorities of Iran, stay indoors, remain alert and exercise caution. Likewise, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has urged all the Nepali citizens planning to travel to Iran to avoid their plan until the situation in the country returns to normal. For emergency, people are requested to contact the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Kathmandu and the Embassy of Nepal in Doha of Qatar. The government has appointed Ram Bahadur Rawal of Bajura as the Prime Minister's press advisor. The cabinet meeting on Monday made the decision to appoint Rawal to the post. Sharing the cabinet decisions at a press conference yesterday, government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel said the cabinet had also approved the formulation of a bill related to the rights and developments of Dalits. According to the minister, the government has endorsed the organizational structure and staffing for new land revenue and survey offices in Fikal of Ilam, Sotab of Solukhumbu, Kolti of Bajura and Ramtari of Mugu. The cabinet has also approved foreign visits by various ministers, secretaries and officials of different commissions. The second Special General Convention of the Nepali Congress currently underway in Kathmandu has been extended until today. According to Subhas Pokhrel, the coordinator of the convention's publicity committee, the extension was made as discussions on reports presented during the closed session took longer than expected. The convention, which began on Sunday, entered a closed session on Monday. The proposals submitted by Party General Secretary Dio Gagan Kumar Thapa and Biswa Prakash Sharma have been passed by the closed session of the Special General Convention. Both the contemporary political proposal presented by General Secretary Thapa in Monday's closed session and the party's organizational proposal put forward by Sharma in yesterday's closed session were passed. Election Committee Coordinator Sitaram KC shared that the program to register candidacies was yesterday and the voting will take place today to elect a new leadership in the party. Meanwhile, efforts to resolve internal disputes within the party are ongoing. Party leader Shyam Khimire said leaders from both the establishment faction and the special general faction have been holding discussions since early morning yesterday in an attempt to reach a consensus. In the meantime, the Nepali Congress is holding a meeting of its central working committee this morning. Party spokesperson Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahat said that efforts are underway to reach an understanding and negotiation teams from both sides are working to find common ground. Speaker of the dissolved House of Representatives, Devraj Khimire, has stressed that all political parties should participate in the election to a new House of Representatives in an enthusiastic manner to make the country free from adverse circumstances. Talking to media persons yesterday at Birtamod of Chapa, he laid emphasis on the need of participation of all sides in the election to the House of Representatives scheduled for March 5. Speaker Ghimire expressed the view that there was no alternative to Fresh People's mandate. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagdish Karel has said that good governance can be promoted even through small initiatives carried out with good intentions. While inspecting the district administration office in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Karel noted that the major demands of the younger generation are good governance and an end to corruption. He called on all concerned to contribute by initiating positive and responsible actions. During the inspection, the minister praised the district administration office for adopting technology-friendly measures to ensure prompt, transparent and effective service delivery. The Kathmandu DAO has recently introduced a public announcement system and a QR code-based token system to make public services faster, more transparent and efficient. Meanwhile, speaking in a different occasion, the minister has stressed the need to improve the quality and standards of Nepali journalism. Addressing journalism students at a training organized by the Department of Information and Broadcasting yesterday, Minister Karel urged aspiring journalists to practice professional, truthful, credible and research-based journalism. Minister Karel also noted that journalists must focus on continuous study, research and creativity for future opportunities. Minister for Forest and Environment Madhav Prasad Solagai has said that Karnali province is facing multiple challenges related to climate change. Speaking at a province-level consultation program on preparing a Karnali-focused proposal for the Green Climate Fund, Minister Solagai said the region could also contribute globally in addressing climate change through its traditional knowledge and skills. At the program, Member Secretary of the National Trust for Nature Conservation, Dr. Naresh Subedi, said the proposed project is expected to make a significant contribution in four districts, Jajarkot, Jumla, Dolpa and Dai Lake. The Financial Information Unit of Nepal Rashtra Bank, NRB, has made public its annual report for the fiscal year 2024-25. According to the report, the unit carried out various policy and operational activities aimed at preventing money laundering, terrorist financing and the financing of the production and spread of weapons of mass destruction in Nepal. The Financial Information Unit stated that during the fiscal year 2024-25, it prepared guidance related to information security, confidentiality and the use of financial information. In addition, the unit conducted capacity building, orientation and awareness programs for reporting institutions, regulators, law enforcement agencies and other relevant stakeholders throughout the year. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. More than 2,000 people have reportedly been killed in Iran during a violent crackdown on nationwide protests, according to human rights group officials' sources. The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency says it has confirmed the deaths of at least 1,850 protesters over the past 17 days, along with 135 people linked to the government, several civilians and children. As reported by the BBC, the figures were compiled despite an ongoing internet blackout in the country. An Iranian official speaking to Reuters also acknowledged around 2,000 deaths but blamed what he described as terrorists for the violence. U.S. President Donald Trump has strongly criticized the Iranian authorities, saying the killings appear significant, though he wants accurate figures before deciding on further action. The protests, now reported in all 31 provinces of Iran, began over the sharp fall in the national currency and rising living cost. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partially cloudy in the high hills and Himalayan regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces and mainly fair in rest of the parts of the country. Mist will continue to persist in some places of Tarai region today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 175 candidates withdraw from proportional representation closed list for March 5 House of Representatives elections. Government issues travel advisory for Nepalis in Iran, urging caution and travel avoidance amid security concerns. Cabinet approves formulation of bill on rights and development of Dalits. And more than 2,000 people reported killed at Iran protest. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.